Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever or wherever you are listening to this. This is Lonnie Stark of Stark Silver Creek. Today is October 27th, 2008. These podcasts are now available on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search for Stark Silver Creek, and you'll be able to access all of our podcasts we have done so far. We have had a lot of questions regarding furniture and furnishings for homes in Loretto. So today we have as our guest, Gustavo Flores, owner of Artesiano del Sol, which is a local business in Loretto that offers home furnishings for homes in the local area. So, Gustavo, just to start off, I know you own a local business in Loretto. Can you tell us a little about yourself and how you started the business and what really brought you to Loretto? Are you native to Loretto or from some other area in Mexico?
Well, I'm from Chihuahua, but I grew up in the Pacific side here in San Carlos. And I know Loretto for about 35 years ago. And I started my business 3 years ago exactly. And I start selling just pots and a little bit of furniture. And right now we have a really, really large collection of furniture outdoors and indoors. And I'm kind of native right now in Loretto Bay. So I feel comfortable in this town, and I think we have a lot of future in this place.
Great. And how long have you been in Loretto, and how long have you had your business for?
3 years, around 3 years. And it's been doing really good, and I think because of the selection of my products and plus my service.
Okay. And did you have a background in providing furnishings, or what's your area specialty, or you just found that there was a need in Loretto for your type of business?
No, I don't have no experience in this. I started 3 years ago. It was for me something new. But it was easy and easy to learn, and I liked the work, so it wasn't too difficult to me to start a business like this.
And I didn't catch when you actually arrived in Loretto. I know you started your business 3 years ago, but did you just arrive and started, or have you been in Loretto for quite some time?
Well, I was here when Loretto, about 25 years ago, I was here in Loretto. I was working for a company who provide all the electricity for Puerto Escondido and Tripuy. And at that time, it was really, really small place and not too much future. And like 4 years ago, I see Loretto is something good is going to happen to this town. Now it's a lot of people who going to invest in this place, and I know it's going to be something. If you're going to buy a property or you're going to do something here, it'll be a good investment for the future. So I see them not like Cabo San Lucas, but maybe I will think about 15 to 20 more years.
So you've been part of Loretto now for 4 years since you returned and started your business. What have you noticed in terms of the type of clients you've been getting in looking at furniture? Have you seen greater volumes of people? Have you seen different types of or tastes changing over the 4 years that you've been in Loretto?
Well, yes. It's been a little bit different since I started, 3 years ago. And my clients, they're from Loretto, Loretto Bay, Punta Chivato, Mulegé, the little towns around here. But I noticed that lately they start looking for more indoor furniture and more furniture. So I start moving from having pots and palm trees and kind of little nursery to moving to furnished homes and decorations and lamps and all those Mexican style furniture, the Mexican colonial actually. And I have some rustic too. But what I see, it's the people start, mostly the Canadians people from Loretto Bay and Americans too. And now we start having a lot of people from California and Arizona moving down because of the weather and because of the accessible beach around here. And it's a good place to go and fish.
So you mentioned that a lot of people are moving down and they're looking for indoor furniture. For some of the homeowners who may have homes that are just finished construction or who are near construction, what do you think are things they need to think about when they're looking for furniture, both for the indoor and outdoor? And what are some things they need to consider?
Well, they have to consider, the thing is, we have, this is Loreto, and we have kind of different weather than California and other states. We have a lot of sun, and the sun is kind of aggressive in the summertime over here, and it's really, really hard. So I just advise them to buy something that's going to last for long. Like, I have some marble tables, and I have ironwork chairs. So you don't have problem with those in the meantime. So the thing is, in Loreto, we have a lot of salinity in our water, so we got to take care of some plants. And most of the plants that you're going to plant in your pots, I would recommend some native plants, not to bring nothing from a really tropical. I have seen some people, they're trying to have the same style of life like in the States, and this is a little bit different in Loreto. In Loreto, you need to be more relaxed, and plus over here, like I say, the style of life is a little bit different, but I'm really, really happy that the people start looking at Loreto like a really relaxed place to kind of come and spend some time in the winter time and just have fun over here. And it's really, really quiet town, and I love this town too.
And Clint and I we purchased a place in Loreto Bay, and we also see the same sort of charm that you see in Loreto. Now, you mentioned a different relaxed lifestyle. Are there certain, when a homeowner comes to you to look at perhaps a two-bedroom, two-bath home, and they're looking to furnish it, what type of furniture would you recommend, and are there popular things that you think really fit into the Loreto lifestyle that one must have?
Okay. The style could be a Mexican colonial. Rustic, I think it's a little bit aggressive. It's kind of massive. And the homes, they're not too big. So they need something Mexican colonial, not too heavy, not too big. So I recommend, I have a lot of furniture now. I have some catalogs, and we have elderwood with mesquite. We mix it up. So it looks a really, really nice mix. Plus, we have some leather now. We have some leather living room set, which is pretty good for Loreto, and we start having more stuff for outdoors, like we have some teak, but more than wood, I recommend for outside ironwork and some umbrella cushions, so it'll be much, much comfy and better for you guys.
Sounds like you really emphasize durability and comfort in your designs, and I think that's very much in tune with the outdoor lifestyle in Loreto. Now, if someone's coming to actually meet with you to talk about their home, what are the things that they should bring along with them? Should they have some of their floor plans available? What are things that you like homeowners to come to you with on their initial visit?
Well, it's really important to have at least the style, the taste, follow their taste, what they want, how they want the furniture, what color do they like. Is it like dark, they like light colors, or I pretty much follow the taste of the owner. I have some catalogs. I have a lot of pictures in my computer, so they can take a look at it. And then after that, I just take the plants. If it's Casa Chica, if it's Bohemia, if it's Encantada, so we can follow the plan. And it's much easier when the customer is with me here, because we can go to the house and measure and see actually the dimensions and the colors that they have to choose, because some of the homes they have like 6-7 different colors. So sometimes we have to be concerned about the colors. It's really important to have especially in the dining rooms, they're not too big. So we have to be careful with those 8 dining table chairs. And so that what I notice, the people now, they start liking more soft furniture. They don't want it too big, and they don't want it too dark. So they want something more a Mexican touch than a big, massive items.
That's really true. I find that, especially in our little Nueva Chica, that the space for the dining room and the living room is very limited. So it's great that you actually go into the homes and help homeowners measure and figure out what will actually work. Now, in terms of the furniture, where do you actually get them from? Are they pieces that are ready-made, or do you actually do custom pieces for homeowners?
Well, we have already, we have a catalog. You can follow the catalog, and the catalog, you will see all the furniture is already being made. But I have a factory who work with me in Guadalajara, and they do all custom-made. If you want to paint your armoires, we have a lot of different styles. We have different styles and set and bed sets. We have a living room sets too. It could be in rattan, could be in leather. It depends on what the owner, the homeowner wants, what type of style they want to follow. So I have already been made here in Abojoa and Sonora, and I have some factory that I work with in Mexico City, and I have another two factories in Guadalajara. So, but anyway, if they want custom made, we can do a custom made. They want a paint, we can make a painting once. Or they want an alder, they want mesquite, we can order an alder and we can order all mesquite. And now we're going to have a new line. It's going to be alder mixed with cardon. Cardon is the cactus who we have a lot here in Baja. That cactus, we don't kill any cactus. We just go to the right here at the mountains and just take whatever is dead already. So, and we use that type of wood just to give a little bit of touch of Baja. So I think that those are going to be really accept in Laredo Bay homeowners.
That sounds really beautiful. And I remember Clint and I actually went on a tour up to San Javier, and we were able to see some of the cardones around. And you're right that you can use the stuff that is already fallen or that is already dead for decorative stuff. But otherwise, a lot of that material is protected. The living cactus is protected.
Correct.
It sounds interesting because you're really offering a wide selection from what you described. You source from many different factories out in all of these locations. Some of the locations that I know homeowners have been going to themselves, but it sounds like you offer the convenience of bringing all of their catalogs to one location that's in Laredo that people can look at and take care of, either sourcing the ready-made stuff or helping create the specs for the custom-made furniture as well. So that must be very convenient for the customers you have.
Correct, yeah. And plus I have another service that anything that they want from mainland, any part, I can send them, I can tell them to ship them to my town, to Laredo, and I can set them up for them. They don't have to be here to receive the merchandise. So I have the service too. Plus, right now I'm working with another factory, really, really good factory, and pretty soon I'm going to have those examples over here, and I'm going to start sending them for emails to everyone. I think it's going to be really, really good pieces of